Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by United Healthcare. Welcome to what is going to be a whirlwind of a week. After days of pundits calling Speaker Paul Ryan's healthcare bill dead on arrival, House Republicans are teeing up a vote Thursday on the package. Trump Supreme Court pick Neil Gorsuch will be on the firing line for a marathon four-day confirmation hearing this week, and both Democrats and Republicans are expected to grill FBI Director James Comey on Russian meddling in the presidential election. Trump and Ryan are leaving it all on the field when it comes to their Obamacare repeal. Our colleagues are reporting that Trump advisors told the three most vocal conservative opponents to the bill, Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, and House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, at a meeting at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend, that they agree with some of their demands in principle. Despite that, there are only expected to be a couple of small tweaks to the health care bill before the Thursday vote. The stakes couldn't be higher for Ryan or Trump, John Bresnahan and Rachel Bade report. Trump's legislative agenda hinges in large part on the bill passing Thursday, and for Ryan, it's all about his legacy. But one thing is on our minds. With talk of changes to the GOP healthcare bill, will the public know the true cost of the legislation? Will the CBO have time to update the number of Americans uninsured and the updated price tag? It's something we'll be watching over the next couple of days. The Washington Post is out with a stunner on how the White House is installing political aides at cabinet agencies. Lisa Wren and Juliet Alpern report that there is a shadow government of political appointees embedded in every agency. And today marks the moment we've all been waiting for. FBI Director James Comey will be getting grilled before the House Intel Committee. He's expected to be asked to confirm or deny the existence of criminal investigations into Trump or his campaign aides over ties to Moscow. American Bridge is looking to take advantage of the hearings. The group is launching a new digital series that explains the connections between Trump and his aides in Russia. The first ad features Roger Stone. The other major thing to watch is SCOTUS nominee Neil Gorsuch. Sungmin Kim lays out the five things to watch during his four-day confirmation hearing. They are as follows. Number one, how will Trump factor into the hearings? Number two, who are the senatorial stars? Number three, what is the Democrats' line of attack? Number four, will Gorsuch dodge hot-button issues? And number five, how long will this thing actually run for? According to Sungmin Kim, clear your schedules. It's going to be a long one. In the juice, we've got Ian Pryor joining the Justice Department as Deputy Director of Public Affairs. Pryor spent the last 2 years as Communications Director at American Crossroads. The Judicial Crisis Network is out with a D.C. digital ad by entitled The Ginsburg Rule. It's focused on reaching opinion leaders and lawmakers and their staffs ahead of the Gorsuch hearings. And Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is launching a campaign to change the culture for women who serve in the military. IAVA is kicking off the She Who Born the Battle effort Monday with women veterans meeting Veterans Affairs Secretary Shulkin, where they will ask the VA to change its motto for He Who Was Born the Battle and for his widow and his orphan. The group is also activating around a bipartisan women veterans bill in the House and Senate, and IAVA Chief of Staff and two-time Iraq veteran Allison Jaslow will testify Wednesday morning before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.